You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Peter Strohkorb, who is the CEO at Peter Strohkorb Consulting International, a business consulting firm with offices in Australia and the United States of America, specializing in boosting sales performance through superior customer centricity. Peter, always a pleasure to have you with us on Enterprise Radio.
Good evening, Eric. Nice to be here.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And so tell us, for starters, why is customer centricity so important?
Well, you know, you may have heard that the old sales cycle where a salesperson used to go around and hunt down business is slowly being replaced by what we call the buyer's journey, where people go online, inform themselves of their choices, and then they choose who they want to do business with. And so if we, in their process, they go online and they do their research, like I said, and they listen to other people and their recommendations. And if other people don't have something nice to say about you, then they probably exercise their options and go somewhere else. So it's really important to be customer-centric these days so that they follow you, they support you, and they endorse you, and then you get more business.
And it does make so much sense, but what holds organizations back from being customer-centric?
Well, Eric, unfortunately, we still find a lot of organizations are very inward-focused. They get fascinated by their products and their services, and they talk about all the features that they have and leave out talking about the business benefits and why should people buy from them and not somebody else. So because we have this inward focus in a lot of organizations, we have organizational silos. You know, in particular, I'm talking about the marketing silo, and the two don't often talk to each other. They have KPIs that are inward focused. So, you know, sales focuses on the sales numbers and marketing focuses on, you know, the brand and the thought leadership and that sort of thing. But they don't really talk to each other. And they each measure themselves by their own KPIs and don't really collaborate. So the lack of collaboration is really a direct result of the organization not being focused on the main thing, namely the customer.
Peter, how can we actually overcome these challenges in regards to customer centricity?
Yeah, so I hate to say it, but really it comes down to creating a culture where the customer comes first. And it is a culture change. It does need to be driven from the top. And it's very important that we say our customer is the most important thing in this organization. And so we need to do everything we can to attract and retain and please our customer. And that means that we need to then break down our internal silos. We need to align ourselves towards a customer-first type mentality, and we need to act on it. You know, we need to actually live the mantra and not just pay lip service to it.
Today, we're joined by Peter Strohkorb, who is the CEO at Peter Strohkorb Consulting International, a business consulting firm with offices in Australia and the United States of America, specializing in boosting sales performance through superior customer centricity here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Peter, what business benefits do customer-centric organizations experience?
Well, thanks for asking that question. It's very important that we understand what the business benefits are of changing the culture towards customer experience and customer centricity. And the first thing is that, you know, our brand recognition rises up. You know, we get recognized for who we are, what we stand for, and people talk about us, which gives us a higher brand profile, which attracts more business to us, particularly referred business. You know, people talk to each other and say, look, these guys really looked after me, and you should go and check them out as well. So people giving referral business is the best way of getting new business. And that also then creates satisfied customers, and satisfied customers come back for more, and you get more repeat business. And as I mentioned earlier, a better social media profile increases the return business and improves your sales. So more sales and consequently more, better, greater financial success.
And what is a good way to get started on the journey to customer centricity?
Okay, so look, the important thing is to realize that that's what you want to do and then stick to it. So it as I mentioned earlier, it needs to be a top-down cultural activity and initiative, and the following the old mantra that you can't manage what you can't measure, we need to baseline the status quo. So we really want to understand where we stand today and where we're coming from so that we can then improve on where we are today and keep going from there. So what we do is we baseline the readiness of the organization towards customer centricity. We do that along 7 or 8 parameters, and we give you a report in terms of how ready are you as an organization to actually embrace customer centricity. And once you have that baseline, you can then have an action plan that is measurable and can be implemented and to improve the current customer centricity towards the ideal scenario where everybody talks about you in a favorable way.
Certainly a lot of helpful information here in regards to focusing on being centric with our customers and customer centricity. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, anything else you'd like to add in form of a takeaway or a final tip?
Yeah, so having had a lot of experience with organizations both in Australia and in the USA, I can say that customer centricity is not something you just do as a one-off. It is a process of continuous improvement, and you got to keep measuring, you got to keep improving, and you got to keep striving towards that customer centricity, because if you don't, your competitor will overtake you and you will fall behind. So keep improving, keep measuring, keep improving your customer centricity is the mantra.
Some splendid advice on this topic. Where can listeners be in touch and get more information accordingly?
Yes, so there's much more information available on the website. It's at peterstrokobconsulting.com, and there are self-assessment tests. There is all sorts of collateral on there, and white papers and research reports and so on. And, of course, you can contact us at peterstrokobconsulting.com, and we'll just have an informal conversation with you about where you are today and where you would like to go and how we can help you.
Peter, always a pleasure to have you, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Great talking with you.
You bet, and look forward to the next time. We've been speaking with Peter Strokorb, who is the CEO at Peter Strokorb Consulting International, a business consulting firm with offices in both Australia and in the United States of America, specializing in boosting sales performance through superior customer centricity. And for more information and for contact, simply visit peterstrokorbconsulting.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.